Blog Talk Radio.
Revolution is the solution. If you work in corporate America, be a revolutionary. If you work in government, be a revolutionary. Gather material, gather information, learn everything you can. If you got a high level of security clearance, you can go in doors that other Negroes can't go in. You go in and see whatever you can see. And then bring it back to your black community so that we can be all that we can really be. Be a revolutionary in whatever you do. This chapter should grow overnight. Every one of you that is not a member should join today. What else do you do? You say, well, I'm too old. You're not too old. We need you. We need your wisdom. We need your maturity. You say, I'm too young. We need you. We need your fire. We need your spirit. We need your zeal. You say, well, I'm middle-aged. I'm not too young. I'm not too old. I say, you're just right.
That's right.
For what needs to be done at this time, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the time and what must be done.
Yeah.
The time and what must be done. I want to cover the 10-point program and platform and cover a few things with you. Why is the new Black Panther Party talking about God?
Go ahead.
Some of the original Panthers angry with us because we talk about God. They say ain't no religion in the Black Panther Party. That ain't, you ain't supposed to have no religion. You're a fool.
Right.
We don't want to do nothing where God is not at the center. You will never build a mass movement among black people if you leave God out of your movement.
Right.
It's silly. That's why all kind of lumping activity can crop up. That's why we end up with tons of drugs on top of our heads. Brought in by COINTELPRO, K. Edgar Hoover. That's what I said, K. Edgar Hoover.
K.
Edgar Hoover and the modern day Hoovers. Coming.
And we welcome you to another edition of the Black Power Truth Hour here, sponsored by the New Black Liberation Militia here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Brother Anthony. Thanking you for joining us. We're here every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio. If you have a question, you want to get in on the conversation, you can call us at 516-453-9457. You can also listen to us at www.blogtalkradio.com/NVLM. Again, we're glad that you joined us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I went to St. Louis, Missouri the other day. They had Black Panthers from all over the country. No one knew about it at all. They had machine guns, recoilless rifles, grease guns, Lugers, 25 of them, all armed. And the chief of police met me at the airport when I arrived, and they were there, right there at the steps. He said, you were violating the law. Yeah, we're violating the law. He said, we're tired of our white and black leaders, Jackie and Martin and Bobby, being killed. We're going to protect this man while he's here. And they didn't arrest one of them. Because they said, if you arrest one, then someone's going to die because we are ready to kill. Black power means black dignity. Just as surely as you're proud to be white, we're proud to be black. Black is beautiful, baby. It's pretty. I always say to my brothers, I say, baby, don't worry about the white chicks. We got everything from chalk to charcoal in our own race. You know, see? Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. Black power means dignity. It means we're going to walk side by side with you or through you. We're going to be with dignity and integrity. We don't want any more than you have, and we're not going to accept any less than you have. That's Black Power.
Again, the words of the great Adam Clayton Powell. We have a caller from 216 area code. Caller, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I'm right here. How you doing?
Hello, Commander. I'm good, Commander. Thank you for joining us today. I know you had a topic you wanted to, but yes, I hear you fine, sir. I know you had a very important topic you wanted to bring up today. Go right ahead with that. Looks like we lost him for a quick second. Also have a caller from the 913 area code. Caller 913, are you there?
Black Power, brother. I'm on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Trey? Black Power, sir.
Black Power, I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Just called in to catch the show and, listening in to support the militia.
Appreciate it, sir. Looks like we have the commander back on. Commander probably had a little technical difficulty, but we got you back on, sir.
Yes, Black Power.
Black Power, sir. When we talked earlier, you said you had a very important topic you wanted to speak about today. So please go right ahead with that.
The topic I want to speak about today is psychological warfare and guerrilla warfare. Sorry, I have a little cold.
No problem.
We have to understand that in a situation during the operation around in the midst of us, we got to understand the hostility. Even in war, it's not even a hot war, but it got a silent war called psychological warfare. And truly, I can say, of us being revolutionary, and in the name of all our ancestors, and the divine spirit and divine power that emanates from them, emanates through us, around us, in this day and time. We understand the spiritual and the physical. Psychological warfare has us messed up spiritually and mentally. Psychological warfare messes up from a point of view of a spiritual genocide, and also we suffer from a religious genocide. As long as we honor this religious genocide they use on us called Christianity or Judaism or any other faith, you see, when they use the term religion, that is a genocidal of our own thoughts. You see, when we conclude what the enemy of the people really is, okay, and the agents that mistreat us, we must destroy the military or the installation and remove the aid plant, all in all. Cut all the outside forces that is working against us from us, you see. We got to understand the nature of our environment in warfare, okay? It does not permit sophisticated stuff for psychological operation and do face-to-face persuasion, you know. We got to use combat propaganda with the people is an effective and available tool, which we should use as much as possible during the process of this struggle in the hells of North America. We got to understand that heaven is not a place beyond the clouds where you go after death. Heaven is world and all we always will be in the minds of godly people. You see? Dr. Khaled was not only a radical, but he was spiritual. And when we are spiritual beings, we got to break the matrix of the genocide, of the spiritual genocide that done on us, on our mental. When you understand that these crackers, for every act there is a reward, okay? These crackers enslaved men, okay, to the drugs, which are also referred to as dope, because they cause one to act dopeless or stupid. Is it means it, okay? Certainly, anyone who was missed or become an addict, drugs until the doctor destroys your sense of smell. You see?
Right.
It says, shake in Isaiah 52:2-3. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bounds of thy neck. Captive daughter of Zion. Our black women are the captive daughters of our ancestors. Our black women is so messed up today. But Satan, devil, is an evil, wicked spirit and has entered the existence is the opposite of the divine spirit. His hate is perfect. He even hates himself as well as all of those connected with him. So we now become connected of the devil race. You see? We are unable to truly love, to be kind, happy, or gentle, because we be under a wicked, cruel beast for the past 6,000 years and 470 years in particular. Huh? What time is it? And what must be done? Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad, my revolutionary father said, revolution is the only solution. Complete, constructive change. Return black men to rise up and be saints, savers, soldiers, scholars, healers, and killers. It's time to be body, body. Talking about it, but be about it. Black power.
Black power, exactly. You know, you talked about the self-hate thing as well, and so many of us, you know, we have that like self-hatred in us in the way we deal with things, or in a sense not deal with things, and to me, that's just as dangerous and as detrimental as the hate that we get from our enemies, maybe even more so.
Right. I hit Dr. Little Jeffrey to call in the show. And I don't know if anybody called in a 212 number from New York yet.
No, not as of yet.
All right.
But we do have Brother Craig and Brother Faye. Do you have anything to add to that?
Black power. Absolutely. You know, the commander put it out, you know, that It's a cold war, you know. It's not necessarily a hot war yet, with the exception of the police killing our black brothers and sisters in the street. The war which he speaks of, the first phase of it is over, which was the war of propaganda, in which the white supremacist media made the black man and woman look animalistic to the other races, in saying which, whenever they decide to mobilize against our people, there will be no one out there to stand up and say, no, we won't allow that to happen to black people. And that was the war of propaganda. And so now we've entered into the phase of the war of attrition, which has been going on since the ending of slavery with the the black laws, Jim Crow, redlining. These are all forms of warfare, chemical warfare, where they poison the food and they poison the water. These are forms, you know. So our people have to be taught a discipline in which they don't drink fluoridated water. They don't even mess with these chemicalized food-like products. They know how to take care of themselves spiritually, mentally, and physically. And this is the Cold War Commander was speaking about. And if you can't defend yourself from that, then you're not going to be able to defend yourself from the physical hot war when it begins, because you'll be so poisoned, so sick, and so docile that it won't ever occur to you to protect yourself, defend your family. Black power.
That's right. Black power.
And at the end, that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to defend our families. We're trying to defend ourselves. I mean, we're just trying to defend. We're fighting for our lives. And I think that gets lost. Unfortunately, that gets lost in so many of these discussions, is that we're still fighting for our lives here because we still are looked upon as targets in this society.
That's right.
It's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. But even more so now, you know, between, you know, the FBI, basically the COINTELPRO Part 2 that was released about a year or so ago, you know, they feel beholden to be able to just come out and call people out in public now, you know, whether it be the police or the government or what have you. It's all interrelated.
Black power, brother. I recently saw a story on the news, and it was about the senior officials of this administration that have acted in the best interest, what they say, of the republic, and thwarted or otherwise suppressed the president's ideas because they say that they were dangerous for the country. Now, there's only a couple things I can think of. Actually, there's more than a couple things, but there's a few things I can think of that somebody like Donald Trump would want to enact in this country that would be so immoral that other white people would call it dangerous. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Well,
you have to be aware of the concentration, or excuse me, the FEMA camps that have shot up all around this country that are fully staffed, just waiting for people to be brought in. You have to be aware of the movement and the prepositioning of military equipment and personnel so that it's not a shock to you when they break out with, you know, martial law tactics and all-out roundup of our people.
Yeah. It's you know, Commander. You know, I know. Trey said concentration camps, thinking that it was a mistake. But trust, it is concentration camps. You know, we can soft soap it all we want, but it is really, literally and figuratively no differently from Nazi Germany. It really isn't.
Right. Yeah, you're dead right. Because when you have over 800 concentration camps throughout the hills of North America, but the question is what they really for.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. The question is what are they really for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my cousin Charlotte calling.
And to me, guys, you know, a lot was made of the you know, the whole thing of the refuge, you know, the parents being separated from their children, the you know, the quote unquote illegal aliens. But to me, again, to me, that was the that's a front. That to me, that is a front to what they really want to do, Brother Trey. And I think that's what the command is alluding to, is that there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of deception that's going on here. It's a lot of deception.
Yes. You hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine, Commander.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here. Oh, I think we lost, it looks like we lost Commander. We're having some technical difficulties. But yeah, you know, Brother Trey, like I said, it just seems like to me there's a lot of deception going on, and it seems like they thrive on that deception in, you know, in focusing on certain things. Well, us focusing on certain things when we shouldn't be focusing on something completely different.
Absolutely, Brother Anthony. It's past time for the leaders and the people in this community, the members we have on roster, to gather up the like-minded people, you know, people who just outright reject this movement, what we have to say, or the revolutionary cause in general, should just be left to their own devices. I think that they've accepted their place as a proverbial slave. And, you know, like the great mother Harriet Tubman said, you know, you could free 1,000 slaves or thousands more if only they knew they were actually slaves. So
exactly.
We have to move on. Stop going back and forth with those who've already decided to disagree, and gather up the like-minded and build with those people for the future of our people. Black Power.
Exactly. Anything, did you want to add anything to that, Commander?
Yeah. What I got to add is that we, as a people, in the hills of North America, we got to kind of act and enact to prepare for the attack. And that's where we got to understand the principle of guerrilla warfare.
Mm-hmm.
When we as black men learn and understand and understand warfare, we learn in America like I said before, 800 concentration camps in America, 4,500 white militia in America, but only 193 black military groups, and probably only 10 militia in this country. Because our community suffered from a mental and spiritual genocide. And once we break that taboo and break that method of the spell and the programming on us, then something may happen. But only different groups here and there can't do it by itself.
Exactly.
I don't care how many, how much weapons you may have, this cracker has more weapons. White folks, Kentucky, Georgia, the southern states, Texas, Utah, Iowa, all those states, those crackers are locked and loaded. And then, like the minister said, You may not, it's not the fear of white people. You all fear the consequences by white people.
Mm-hmm.
And once we break that taboo, and once we break that fear of this cracker, then we will understand. You see? Because revolution is complete constructive change. Also, revolution is bleeding, killing, and dying. Revolution is war, bloodshed. You see? And as Malcolm said, revolution is like the day of Noah. It flooded everything, all opposition. The time of Lot. God, and during the time of Lot, rained down brimstone. And it burned everything in his path. That's a revolution. A revolution is like the Mau Mau in Kenya, in Jomo Kenyatta, in the Mau Mau. They took out the Brit. A white Brit ass of Kenya. Have you seen the Mau? And the old black African said, no, boss. And the same one that asked him that. When that damn white Brit soldier, and they camped out, all of my miles pulled up on their campsite. And one that answered, are you a mile? He said, no, boss. When he went to bed, he took his head. In Algeria, Mohammed Ben Bella, he said, we don't have all the weapons of the French and the English man, the British man. But we have determination to be free. And they went to battle with the Englishmen and they beat the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm.
When Guinea-Bissau, Sheikh Touré, West Africa, and Kumi Nkrumah in Ghana, a Christian and a Muslim president, they came together, pushed the Dutch, pushed the French, pushed the British out of West Africa. And when in Ghana, the Shante tribe, the chiefs were afraid of the whites, generals of Britain, but Nana Yasefua, all the women royals came together and went and fought them bastards toe to toe, killing crackers, cutting down crackers' throats. And when they came back to the kingdom and stuff, the women did not share the bed with their men because the men were scared to fight the white man. The women warriors, and that's why I like the movie Black Panther, because it showed the women warriors when a man was scared to fight this beast. It was the women warriors on this cracker. And when the women came back, the man couldn't get nothing. Couldn't get between them legs. You ain't getting no loving. They did not share their bed. Because Khalid Muhammad said, if your woman is kidnapped, there's 20 crackers in the house, abusing and raping and everything. And he said, you got a man, say, oh, I only got one gun. They got 20 guns. I can't go in there. And he said, woman, black woman, you got a man like that? You don't have no goddamn man. If I can't get her, I'll blow the whole goddamn house up. You'll never abuse a black woman like that. That's revolution.
That's
the war. That's what he taught us. That's a price of peace. That's a price of self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta understand that today. We, in the streets of America, all these brute beast police doing us like that. Killing our brothers down in the streets like animals. When a black man take that goddamn step, and I talk and look in the eyes of me, and you're a real gangster. The definition of gangster is power and control. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Revolutionary gangster. Anything you do, be a revolutionary. Anything you do, be a revolutionary. Because once you start there and go taking these damn racist, boot beast police out, all that stuff will stop. As long as we have passive funerals in our community, and when the police start having back casket and funerals in their community, all this stuff will end and stop altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Black power.
Black power. That's the best way I think we can end this one this week. Thank you, Commander. Thank you, Commander. Thank you,
yes, sir.
Brother Trey, as well. Again, this has been the Black Power Truth Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. Commander, Commander, let folks know about our website as well.
The website. You go to Google, Black Delta Elite. You go on to Facebook. You can pick up the website as well.
Exactly.
Black Delta Elite.
And
Last MBLM.
And again, every Thursday here on blogtalkradio.com, 6 p.m. Eastern, you can always catch Power Truth Hour. And again, we thank you for joining us this week. Black Power, we'll see you again next week.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hart, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.